Hey, welcome to the Chasing Tomorrow podcast, episode 145. Tonight we're doing something just a little bit different. It's just me, Joe Gagnon. Don's off doing other things, and I thought I would just spend a little bit of time with you, keep the flow going, touch on our topics just a little bit differently. You know, after 144 other episodes, being the first time to run solo, we're going to see how it goes. Appreciate you coming on the journey with me, and it's been quite remarkable, all the guests we've had on. The idea from the beginning was to, you know, talk to intriguing people doing extraordinary things. And I think we've found quite a bit of that, and I hope you've gotten the same kind of value that I have from this journey. What I thought I'd touch on a little bit tonight is, you know, before I started the podcast, I wrote a book called Living the High Performance Life, an Ordinary Joe's Guide to the Extraordinary. And, you know, I thought that in the book itself, there were quite a few good sort of thoughts that might be great to go into the weekend, or if you're on a bike ride, or you're out for a run, or driving in the car. You know, it might be fun to sort of reflect a bit on, you know, how I got to this place, and, you know, how this whole idea of living a high-performance life came to be. And so with that, I'm going to touch on some parts of the book and hope you find this interesting. You know, it seems improbable to me that the diversity of people that I've met around the world have this sort of same reaction to living the high-performance life. They also say to me things like, you know, I could never have done that. You know, I don't run. I'm not a CEO. I'm too busy. You don't really understand me. And the list goes on and on. And, you know, I think that maybe an explanation is required, because if we see the end of the story, you know, often it's hard to understand how we got there. You know, I would start with the fact that I'm pretty much an average guy. I don't have special DNA. I wasn't a high school track star. It never occurred to me I could even run, maybe except to avoid the bullies. You know, my dad was a social worker in the New York City schools, and my mom, when not taking care of me and my siblings, she worked as a teacher. You know, my version really of high performance back then was playing on the swing set in the backyard for extended periods of time, and I bet that sounds familiar to some of you. You know, it really took me a long while before I realized that a key ingredient to success ultimately was being willing to do more than the next person. You know, in other words, the gap between being successful or not was in doing more than I thought I could. But this experiment, you know, as I found out, didn't produce immediate results. There were certainly setbacks and challenges. You know, I had my modest jobs and modest experiences, and actually literally some outright failures along the way. You know, but while my dreams were big, you know, there was always a path to achieve them. It wasn't so obvious. Does this sound familiar? I'm sure it does. We have a nice life, and yet we all know there's more out there. But how do we get at it? And that's sort of the question. So when I sat down to write the book, I thought that, you know, it would be fun if we could capture ideas and support and guidance, coaching, anything that could have helped me. You know, when I wasn't flush with a network of people, you know, resource like my book with techniques and stories and exercises and examples would have been an amazing asset. And I wanted a handbook of life for sorts, one that I could use whenever I needed a boost or guidance, some out-of-the-box idea. You know, I don't know where I would be now if I had access to a resource like this one, you know, one that seemed like only those other people had. I wonder what my life would have been like if I had my own copy of Living the High Performance Life. Maybe it would have given me a clue about what to do earlier with a book like this, or even just, you know, sort of the theme might not have taken so long to figure it out. And so as I really thought about, you know, being a guinea pig for my own story, you know, I started from ground zero, you know, the first mile, the first blog post, the first sort of abstraction of a THPL principle, and started applying it to my everyday life. You know, I like a handbook approach. You know, this is something that we can all use. And I think that it's really interesting for us to note that of all the things that we learn, we don't have to apply them all the time. You know, that you don't have to dedicate 100% of our life to living a high-performance life. Rather, it's embrace what it stands for and give ourselves a consistent boost. You know, the key is being purposeful about how we're going to live our life, you know, from this moment forward. If we're too busy, then maybe we just take part of our life. There's this 168 hours in the week that we talk about all the time. The question is, how are we going to use one of those hours, let alone 20 or 40? You know, when we have resources available to us, what would we do with them? You know, and high performance isn't about running, right? It's about finding our own unique talent and mission and doing more than we can on our own personal journey. You know, could we be a better teacher, artist, salesperson, golfer, a McDonald's manager, a stay-at-home mom, or whatever it is that we thought we could be? You know, I think that in this world of, you know, fitness gurus and motivational speakers, spiritual leaders and fads, you know, how do we think about our lives? You know, what is the method that we want to find? And I think that this is a fair question. And I think what we're ultimately going to do is to, you know, learn our approach that works for us. And, you know, while I ended up sort of at this moment having some really cool and extraordinary experiences, I didn't start there. None of us really starts out to be remarkable. You know, our lives are really just our lives. The spin is that conscious choices we make allow us to create a more remarkable version of this life. You know, health span, lifespan, we talk about all of it. And ultimately, I think there's this feeling of living in the mystery, showing up, believing that we can have a process that works for us, you know, let go of expectations. And when we do this, you know, magic becomes something we experience and our dreams can become true. You know, and the power that we have and the passion that we can bring and the possibility that we can reach into allows us to unleash our version of the high performance life. You know, I think Buckminster Fuller said it great, which was that the most special thing about me is that I'm an average person. You know, and I think that that's something to remind ourselves. You know, I think it's sometimes a miracle to believe that I survived through growing up in the rough and tumble neighborhoods of New York. You know, I felt like I was hiding in the shadows of all of those who seemed to have all the attention. You know, the muscle-chested guys with their gold chains driving a Monte Carlo, girls hanging on their arms. You know, that wasn't me. For sure, you know, and amongst the things that I found as I went along was that for all that they had then, that wasn't the end of the story. You know, I think I found my pathway forward, you know, to having a wonderful and beautiful life, you know, married for over 30 years, two beautiful children, you know, for a while president of a university, CEO of successful companies. I've spoken on stage in front of thousands of people, you know, I've flown around the world 5 million miles, all 50 states and over 45 countries. And, you know, I have all done this mostly, you know, post turning 40 years old. You know, I did 6 marathons, 6 continents in 6 days. I've run, you know, what is it now? Over 85 ultramarathons and marathons. And, you know, like I keep thinking that the reason for the podcast name is Chasing Tomorrow is that, you know, it's like, what's next? Like, let's be curious. Let's go for it. Let's not stay sort of satisfied with where we are. And for all that, you know, we might have had the struggles, been bullied, felt bad about ourselves, you know, that's not really the end of the story. Really, at the end of the day, that's actually just the beginning. And, you know, what I think is this idea for us to play around with is this, when anything happens, it's sort of always the start or the end. In which way do we want it to be? Yeah, it could be that something didn't go exactly the way we wanted, and we could end up just staying there. But why would we? You know, why wouldn't we just sort of expect or accept that this is part of what happens? You know, I don't know if anything would be perfect. There isn't even such definition. More than anything, it's actually understanding that the challenge is what we're wanting to experience. You know, let's take responsibility for who we are. You know, we should, as we've spoken about before, you know, love ourselves, sometimes forgive ourselves, you know, and think about that, you know, what happened yesterday is not what really means to be in the future. They don't need to portend one or the other. You know, we all take a moment to reflect and think, and I like to always have this sort of like, there are some guideposts of how I want to think, and, you know, some simple words that could be, you know, an interesting and compelling part of how we drive ourselves, like the word disappointment, right? I don't like that word. You know, it bothers me because it means, you know, in some way, I didn't deliver on what I thought I should. You know, what do I want to do about that? You know, making an excuse, you know, not being willing to take responsibility for one's action. You know, like, why would I want to do that? Shouldn't I, you know, if I actually went out, played golf and hit the ball in the woods, you know, I did it. It's okay. It's what happened. There isn't any reason to sort of make an excuse for that. And then, you know, the can't word, you know, that word I never really got my head wrapped around, which is, why would I want to decide before I went on the journey that something couldn't happen? You know, we know that the never say never is hard to sometimes believe, you know. Well, it's really always darkest before the dawn. And this never thing, you know, we probably all of us have realized that there's something that we held true that didn't become true late in our life. You know, like I used to eat meat and drink alcohol, and I don't do either anymore. And when I did, I never believed it was possible that there would be another way. But it was a choice that I made. And, you know, in that choice, I think I found a lot of freedom to move beyond the never and into the possible. And, you know, just as a reminder, once again, you know, I started off, you know, as one of those kids who was the smallest in his class, you know, the one who never got the attention they would have liked. I didn't hang out with the cool kids. And, you know, I had my share of, you know, bullying because I was the small kid that could be pushed around, you know, and, you know, that was something that at some point I had to get over. You know, I worked in McDonald's. I had a pretty ridiculous nickname called Minnie Mouse, which didn't feel good when you were 16 or 17 years old. But I never quit, even though there were lots of people who, you know, were trying to push me that way. And so, you know, as I went along, what I started to realize is that how I chose to show up was what I was going to become. You know, if I wanted to work a lot, then I could achieve more. I learned if I said yes to everything, if I didn't slow down, that I experienced more than other people. And I think that that's a good reminder for all of us that, you know, we have this massive capability inside of us. And we have our own sort of responsibility to leverage and use that. There isn't a reason why, you know, we wouldn't do that other than squandering. You know, we should be making not just investments with our dollars that we have, but the resources we have, you know, our spirit, our physical capability, our mind, our soul, our emotion, all of those get a better return when we lean hard into them and use them to our advantage. And so, you know, even if we have what, you know, we traditionally would call a failure, we could use that as this learning experience. As a matter of fact, I think ultimately that's how we become better, by just giving it a try. And that doesn't mean it always has this beautiful outcome. You know, I've had my share of setbacks. You know, maybe you're in a race and you got a flat tire on your bike, or you fell on the trail while you were running, or, you know, you raised your hand in a class and didn't know the answer. You know, they're all fine, because what else would we want but to be in the game? And that's really up to us. And on this journey, you know, I think that it really comes down to, you know, the choice, you know, the agency that we have, you know, falling in love with the future, being curious with courage, finding out what fascinates us, looking for the good in others. You know, what are we inspired by? you know, and then finding, you know, we talk a lot about mindset, a place for you and me to, you know, take a moment and just be with ourselves. I learned over the years that, you know, we can have this great time being with ourselves. There isn't a reason why we always have to be with someone else. And in those moments, we probably achieve the most and can celebrate the most, because really at the end of the day, you know, probably while it feels good to get outside feedback, it's probably even better, you know, when we're giving ourselves positive feedback. You know, there are a couple other techniques just to touch on that I think are profound and impactful. You know, walk around with a smile and you'll find a smile as you do that. You know, others will respond back. It's hard not to smile. If you want to feel good, that's all you have to do. You know, think about nourishing yourself from time to time. What does that take? Is that a little bit of extra sleep? Is that better food? Is it some time outside with friends, with loved ones? Think of nourishment as an active process, you know, a way for you to sort of recharge the batteries, right? I always like to know that I have some challenges set out into the future. You know, what is going to happen next month or 6 months from now or a year from now? It changes our behavior when we set ourselves out with a set of challenges. Those could be anything from reading a book a week to running a marathon. It sort of doesn't matter. It's the focus and the goal that really gets us to a new place. You know, learn to love the hassle and the suffering or the discomfort. You know, there's a day when we won't have any of that, and that's not fun. And in between, I think we should just sort of like say, yeah, you know, it's raining out. That's the day to go outside. And then I think that, you know, the last thing is that whatever happens is really a function of what we choose to do. I know we feel like there's lots of, obstacles in the way, and there's roadblocks, and there are resource issues. And so play time to your advantage. You know, think about, well, if I give myself a little bit more time, maybe none of these issues will happen and they'll actually go away. You know, I've really enjoyed every moment of this journey, and this podcast has just been one of those blessings. And I just keep on, you know, telling myself the same story that I've been, you know, sort of talking with you about tonight, which is that, you know, this high performance life that I chose to put myself on the path was a choice that I made. No one offered it to me. I didn't ask for permission. I just decided that I was going to get the most that I could on this journey. And I sort of suggest that you might want to think about doing the same thing and, you know, pushing yourself a little bit harder and finding out that there is really greatness deep within inside you. The more you do it, the more we'll be better citizens. The planet will appreciate it. Our community will celebrate us. Our families will like that we show up even better than we do otherwise. We'll feel good about it. You know, the journey becomes actually the destination, and you know, we can always be happy and maybe never satisfied, but in that is opportunity to really, you know, find our purpose in life and build a lasting legacy of showing up in only the best way possible. So thanks for chasing tomorrow with me. We'll be back on some of our regular schedule here coming up, and reach out anytime. Happy to hear your story. Wish you the best, and have some fun chasing tomorrow.